Tanya for the fourth day of Av, Dalet of, Nachem of, is in Egedeth HaTshuva, Perikid Aleph, chapter 11, and it's on page 1110 in Lessons in Tanya. The Alter Rebbe said that forgiveness comes in response to the request, that when we ask forgiveness, God forgives, and that we find this also in a human being, that if a human being is asked for forgiveness, he is expected to forgive, and if he doesn't, he's considered cruel. Now the Alter Rebbe says, if even a human being forgives, what is the praise or the greatness of God's forgiveness? And the fact that we praise God and bless Him by saying, that God forgives, what is the praise? The praise is in the abundance of His forgiveness. As we see it even more clearly in the Pasuk in Ezra, that God is His forgiveness is Rav, is abundant or many. Rav l'sleach. Hainu. What does it mean? What is abundant forgiveness? It's not a degree of forgiveness, but it's the number of times that the forgiveness is offered. Shabamidas Basar Vadam by a human being, Imyechta Ish Vish, Ubakish Mimena Mechilo Mahalay, if a person sins against another person, asks him for forgiveness, and receives the forgiveness, the Achakachoza Lusuze, but then he again repeats the offense, Koshem Aid, Sheyim Chaleshenis. It becomes more difficult for the person to forgive him a second time. And certainly the third and fourth time. But in God's measure, there's no difference between forgiving once or forgiving a thousand times for the same sin. Because the compassion comes from God's attribute of compassion, and God's attributes are not limited, but they are rather endless and infinite. As it says in the Pasuk, his compassion, his mercies have not ended or have no end. And compared to infinity, ein hefrish klal bein mispar katan legadol, there is no difference at all in the bigger number versus the smaller number. The larger number is not any more impressive than the lower number. And so forgiving 10 times is exactly the same as forgiving once. Dekula kamekel achoshiv mashkar katan legadol, because all is as nothing before him. All is as nothing, so the larger thing is not any closer than the smaller thing. They are equally insignificant. And yet, God forgives once, and He forgives a million times, equally. And that's why God removes our sin year after year. For all of the sins for which we ask forgiveness every year, although we repeat them and we violate them again, so we confess them again the next Yom Kippur and we are forgiven, and so on endlessly. And this asking for forgiveness and receiving forgiveness repeatedly is not only an annual thing. The same is true also daily. Gimel Pomim, three times b'yayim on the average day, mevarchim baruch ato Hashem chanan hamar b'lisleach. And every weekday, three times we make the bracha, thanking God or praising God for being abundant in His forgiveness. Ukamay marazal tefila keneget midim tiknu, that the prayers were instituted in place of the sacrifices. The daily sacrifice of the morning was for forgiveness for the sins committed during the night. And the evening sacrifice was to bring forgiveness for the sins committed during the day. And so on, daily, endlessly, and the same is true with the davening that is instituted in place of the sacrifice brings forgiveness daily. So what's the difference between Yom Kippur, the forgiveness of Yom Kippur, and the daily forgiveness? Elo Shiyem HaKippurim Chaper Alaveis Chamuzeis. Yom Kippur brings forgiveness for serious sins. And the daily sacrifices, which were a carbon eilah, not a carbon chatos, that brings forgiveness only for the failure to perform a positive mitzvah. And that's why we say, that God removes our sins on an annual level, on an annual basis, and not on a daily basis, because there we're talking about the grave sins that only Yom Kippur can remove. And the same is true also of davening with tshuva, that it brings forgiveness for the smaller sins. Now this repeated request for forgiveness three times a day in the same day does not constitute "I will sin and repent," an attitude which we are told does not bring an opportunity for repentance. That if a person says, "I will sin and repent," then he's not given a chance to repent. So here it seems like when he's asking forgiveness in the morning, he knows that he's going to sin again in the afternoon. So it's like, "I will sin and repent, sin and repent." So the Rebbe says that this doesn't apply here. Ki hainu, where does it apply? What does it mean, "I will sin and repent," and then am not given the opportunity to repent? That's only in the case where during the act of the sin I would have been capable of controlling the Yetzirah and not sinning. But I rely on the tshuva that I will do after the sin to enable me to give in to the sin. I justify the sinning because I know that I can do tshuva. Then the tshuva is damaged, is ruined, just as when a person says in the positive, when a person does a great tshuva over past sins, and the sin of the past now intensifies his desire for godliness and his love of God, then we say that the sin of the past has changed its spots, so to speak. It has changed its nature. It is no longer causing a separation between the person and God. It is now causing a closeness, which is really the nature of a mitzvah. So the sin has become a mitzvah by changing its nature. The same would apply in terms of tshuva. Tshuva is supposed to bring you back to Torah and mitzvahs, bring a greater dedication and observance of the mitzvah. If in this case, because of the tshuva, the person allows himself to violate the mitzvah, to do the sin, relying on the tshuva that he will do later. So here the tshuva is not bringing a greater devotion. It's bringing less devotion. So its nature has become the nature of a sin. Aveda gereres aveda. It's a sin that leads to another sin, not tshuva. So when a person turns around and uses tshuva to justify a sin, then it ruins the tshuva. And so he's not given a chance to do tshuva. V'lochein hoyu v'hatshuva gidemes leilachte ein maspikin. Because the tshuva is in a way causing him to sin, because were it not for the fact that tshuva exists, and he relies on that tshuva, he would have been able to control his yetzahara and not sin. If he wasn't able to control his yetzahara, then it doesn't make a difference whether there is tshuva or there isn't tshuva. But if he could have not sinned, had there been no tshuva, he would have not allowed himself to sin, and only because he can console himself by saying, "I will in the end do tshuva," that allows him to sin. So the tshuva has actually caused him, or at least contributed to his sinning, and so ein maspikin. The af gam zeis, and even under that circumstance, where he's actually using tshuva to justify sin, it's not that he can't do tshuva after that, but ein maspikin daike. He's not given opportunities אבל אם דוחק ונסחזק ונסגבה על יצרי ועושה תשובה. But if he is forceful and he overcomes his Yetzirah and he does do tshuva, even though he's not given great opportunities for it, mikablim tshuva, so his tshuva is accepted. So that's a person who says, I will sin and repent, meaning that he's using the repentance, the tshuva, as justification for sin. Aval onesh mevakshim b'chol yom slach lanu, but when we ask daily that God forgive us, anu magdimim levakish v'hachazizeinu b'shuva shleim lefanecha. The bracha before that, we ask God to bring us to tshuva, to a complete tshuva. A complete tshuva meaning dahainu shalei noshuv eid l'kisla, that we will no longer go back to the foolishness of the sin. That would be a complete tshuva, that the sin will be abandoned and not repeated. And after that we ask for the forgiveness. So we're intending to not sin. And based on that we ask for forgiveness. So it's not in asking for forgiveness while intending to sin. And in Yom Kippur also we ask that God will it that we not sin anymore. And then ask for forgiveness. So under those circumstances, not only are we forgiven if we do tshuva, but maspikim umaspikim. God provides opportunity after opportunity to do the tshuva. As it says, one who comes to be purified is helped. He's given opportunities. And not only is he given opportunities, but habo daike miyad shebo. He is given this opportunity simply for coming to purify himself. Before he even begins to do anything, just coming to purify himself, he's already given assistance, given opportunities. And if he is immediately given those opportunities, that means that the forgiveness and the pardon is also granted immediately. In the Hayyim Yom, for the fourth of Av, Dalet Menachem Av, the Rebbe writes, "Midegreste haravanya, kemenisht fardinen ken ein sent mer v'for Hashem Yisbarech hat obgestalt." With the greatest effort, one cannot earn even 1 cent more than God had appointed, ordained, for him to earn. As der and der mensch do fardinen, that this and this person should earn so much and so much cannot be increased by even the greatest efforts. In business, in making a living, we have to do as much as is necessary. But we have to remember that all the work is only a secondary thing, not the main thing. The ikir is the bracha from Hashem Yisbarech. The main thing in the business that brings the success is God's blessing. On the bracha fadintman, the man is an el-chirid. And this blessing, which is the main source of parnasa, is earned by being an honest Jew, an observant Jew. Tfila b'tzibur, davening with a minyan, shmira Shabbos b'hidur, scrupulously keeping Shabbos, Kashrus b'hashgacha gdela, keeping kosher with great care, and chinuch habonim b'melamdim er l'chayidin, and sending the children to be educated by sincerely religious teachers.